Parshas Vayikra, ready? Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to do Rambanan from Vayikra and then Rambanan Parshas Tzav. The end of Parshas Vayikra, we have a carbon called Asham, so it goes through a number of the Ashamos. Ramban wants to understand the reason for the name Asham as distinct from Chatas. After all, both of them are coming for a Chet. Ramban is a very interesting explanation. Let's look at the Ramban together. In Perek Hey, Pasuk Tezva, Behavius Ashamo Lashem. This is what going on Asham Mi'ilos, which is the first of the Ashamos mentioned. Nikra Karban Azer Asham. Kemosha Amar B'Shekel HaKodesh La Asham. So that means that the Karban has a name called Asham. Avo Behavius Ashamo Lashem Amar L'Malab Karban El V'Yored. We actually find the expression he brings his Asham earlier by the O of V'Yored Karban, which is a Chatas. Tamo behavius carbono Hashem, ker carbonahu chatasu, kemosha amar kizbo siris izim chatas. So that's not to be mistaken with what we have over here, which is an asham in terms of the carbon's name. There it just means he should bring his carbon, but it doesn't really have the shame asham. Here we're referring to the carbon with the shame asham. The Ramban is at the end of the Yikra, hey tes love. And the Ramban now asks, Bulonis bar matam ye shema carbon ha'echad chatas, v'shem ha'echad asham. So why do we call one a chatas and one an asham? Why do we change the names? We can't say bavur shachatas nekeva. So maybe the reason why it's a different name is because chatas comes nekeva for chatas yachid, and asham is zachar. Maybe that's why it's a stronger lashon. Maybe it's a different lashon. You have many times a chatas at zachar for sorry nasi, for example, seirim, seirim echad chatas communal, chatos parim as well. You find par chatas, so it's a zachar. The ein lomar also you can't say shehem mechom hachet. Maybe the difference has to do with the level of chet. So, meaning one is more severe than the other. Kinei mitzora, maybe shnei karbanos, shem v'achad chatas, shem v'asheni asha. So, how could you have that the mitzora is bringing two karbanos for chet, and what? And one is a chatas, one is an asha. Says Ramban, I'll tell you what I think. Banir be'inai, ki shem asham, mora al davar gadol, asher ha'oso yischayiv lios shamem v'nevad bo. The connotation of Asham is some great destruction that the person should suffer, some catastrophe. It's not just stamachet. Now, it's not just a question of degree. The Ramban said a minute ago, maybe it has to do with chomer hachet. The Ramban is saying now it's not just about chomer hachet, it's a whole different league, a whole different category. It's the idea of a davar gadol, she'oso yischayv lios shamim b'nevad bo, that the person who did whatever sin that generates a chiyuv asham is really ratui to be destroyed, totally decimated. Not to be confused with the Ramban earlier in Vayikra that talks about the reason for kabanos, aderach, machshava, he says. At the end he says aderach kabbalah, it's something even more than this. But he starts by saying that it's like zeh tachas zeh idea, that this should be me. The Ramban is saying here something even more, a different idea. It's not just that this carbon is in my place. That's true by every carbon. He's saying that the idea of an asham is that the person should lose, should be totally decimated. And he has the lashon asham that suggests that idea, the lashon shmama. The lashon hashimei melokim, they should be not just made guilty, but totally decimated. Guilty to the point that they should not exist. By Yeshmu Naos Midbar, again that they should be they became desolate, decimated. Chen Tesham Shomam Kimarsa Begokeha, Chen Hashem Manachnu Ne'enashim, but destroyed without any spearing, without any without any midas harachamim, total devastation.
This is a karban that a person thinks the karban a person should give if he doesn't sin it so bad.
Well, one of the examples is Hashem Tali. You'll see what significance of why Hashem Tali is called an Hashem. We'll say that in a second. So Hashem Tali is interesting in that the whole situation was that he could have been chayav chatas, but he's not sure. it brings Hashem Tov in the meantime. So ironically, you know, the worst it could be is a chatas, and yet in your state of suffix, in a way you're in a worse situation, because in a state of doubt, so you, Hashem has to send you a message that you are not taking this to heart, you are already bringing yourself to the category of an asher. And that's why the chiyah becomes a, you know, more expensive carbon, and also the Shem Hashem itself. But he says Hashem Anachnu means Ne'anashim. It says this is further in the pasuk Alachina Shavino Tzaras Nafsho. Now that is the idea of Hashem. Hashem means total devastation, without any spearing, without any cushioning, right? Total destruction. The chatas mora al davar nata bo min haderech. The shorish of chatas is to swerve from the way, to miss the mark. Miloshen el ha-sha'ara velo yachati. The archers that could make the shoot to the target, to the bullseye, velo yachati, they won't miss. Chet is miloshen chesara. In other words, to miss, to be missing, to lack. So that's the difference. Chatas has to do with the shgaga, that you went off, you veered off the path. Asham is that you should have no chus kiyum at all. And again, I think this is different than the Yisod the Ramban has beginning of the Parsha Ben Ola. It's also some way the idea that this is Zeh Tachazeh, but Zeh Tachazeh is more just the fact that you want to acknowledge that idea that Hashem has chesed on you and he spears you. But it's not that the decree was like a binasha. No, there's an idea that, you know, you have a lifeline, and therefore it's a tachazeh. You have a lifeline. But here, the Hashem is putting right front and center the message that there should be, you know, no rachmanis, no spearing, total decimation. And of course, the carbon is what's going to obviously going to stop that. Now, why is that true by Hashemos, this idea? Hashem Gezelos, Hashem Shifcha Charuv. There are six Hashemos, as we know. So Hashem Gezelos, which is in this parasha, in Vayikra. Hashem Shifcha Charuv is in parasha. It's not so. Ba'avur she'im bo'im afal amezid, yikare karbanam Hashem. So those two, we understand why they get the name Hashem, because they come from mezid. Hashem Gezelos means you stole, and you were you swore falsely, and then you were modeh. So there was a gzeila b'mezid, shivcha chavuva, again a bia b'mezid, a mezid kishogig. V'chein Hashem HaNazir is also at the end of his nazirus, but he became tamei. Hashem HaNazir, but it's connected in some way. He doesn't explain it, but what's the idea of mezid over there? V'chein Yamus Meisel HaBefes HaPiso. So what's the pshat over there? Why does he mean? What does he mean? V'chein Hashem HaNazir.
He brought Nazirus on himself.
Yeah, in the beginning, right? In the beginning of the Nazirus. He brought it on himself. But Maisa, the Asham he's bringing now, the Asham of the Nazir is when he's Tame, I believe, right? Yeah. The Asham is by Nazir Tame. Well, let's take a look at the Chumash. You have the Pashas Nasa. Take a look. The Yamus Meis Allah B'Pesa Pisom.
So to
right after it,
yeah.
The Yom Hashmin, Yom Shtei Sorim, Echad Chatas VeEchad Ola, and then the Yizkor Hashem Hashem Nizir, right? Because then I guess also Keves Ben Shnasa Lo Asham. So the Asham Nazir is in the case of the Asham who became Tamei. The time when he finishes his Nazirus, he's an Ola and a Chatas and a Shlamin. It doesn't begin Asham. So what's the Pshat there? It was a case that he became Tamei. So maybe because even if he was Metamei B'mezid, it's the same thing, but it's also the Shogig too. It's not 100% clear what the Ramban means here. The Chain, he says. Maybe he means because it could also be B'mezid. It could also be B'mezid. The Chain Hashem HaNazir. The boim afal hamezid. Afal hamezid. Abo asham meilos, abishu b'shogeg, meaning only b'shogeg. Babushu b'kashi Hashem, yikari akarban asham, ki chid gadol yischai b'yosu asham bo, kashi yikari meilos. Me'ila is, by definition, something which is a grave sin that requires a person to be devastated. He was Moba Behegdish. So even though it's only on a Shogeg, but it has the same title of Hashem. Linyan HaMitzorah. Now, by HaMitzorah, we had two Karbanos. That was one that your questions Ramban had. If you say one is more Chamor than the other, just a question of degree. So how do you account for the fact that the Mitzorah brings two Karbanos, one Chatas and one Hashem? Now he's saying Hashem has this whole other idea to it. So how do you account for the fact that there's that, and there's also a Chatas? So what's the Pshat by HaMitzorah? Do you have two Karbanos? He explains because as follows. Vinyan Mitzorah, Babush HaMitzorah, Chashuv Kemes. There's an aspect of Mitzorah that is the idea of Sham, that's synonymous with Asham. So he is in a state, he has reached the state of Rag Balan, Ki'ilu Chashuv Kemes. He doesn't exist. So it's a Hagan, it's a protection for that connection, association with being decimated and desolate. There's a kapar and a shogeg, and then there's hagana from the state of being shamein. Okay, that accounts for everything but Hashem Talu. So the Ramban there explains a good point. The Ramban explains in Parshas Mitzorah that maybe as part of his while he was a Mitzorah, he spoke against Hashem in some way. I believe the Ramban says that. You can take a look now for a second. The Ramban says something in Parshas Mitzorah about why he brings a Chatas. Ulai, he says, like it says by Eob, Ulai, he said something not appropriate. Perek Pasuk Yud Ches, Yudal Yud Ches, later on, the Ramban says, here it may be a little different than what he's saying now. Now he says the Asham is because the Haganah, that's here. If you look in Parshas Mitzorah, Yud Dalid, Yud Ches, the Ramban says, "Lo yadanu ma inyan hakaparas ha'alolo b'kulan, ulay ha'asham yechaper al ma'alo ha'shemo al kodem nigo, on his rebellion before he got the nega, ve'achatas al cheto ha'shechata b'imei ha'nega, ulay betzaro nasan tifro le'elokim." So that sounds like the Ramban is trying to put two different levels of chet, the chet that he sinned that brought about the nega, and something he did b'mei nega. But then mitzayin here, shebel on the bottom, ayin le'el heites vav. In other words, how does that square with the Ramban by us? Sounds like it's a little bit of a different approach. But it could be that the chet has to do with the chet of, what the Ramban says later is the chet before the nega, that could be the chet. He's saying it's b'shogi, b'mei zid, I don't know, could be b'shogi too. Certainly during the time, if it includes the time that he did, during the time that he was a Mitzvah, that can be the Chet, the Shogeg, and so on. But the Asham is the state of that, the Haganah that he was. It could be, if you want to make the Ramban square with what he says later, it could be that the state of being desolate is because of the Ma'al or Shemal. In other words, Yigoshen Haris, Shagol Kenegad Gimel Averis. So you'll say that that's an Avera that leads, that should bring a person to the state of Shemama. So that will be the Ramban here, he's saying it's like Me'ila, Yogin Alab Na'ash V'Shamimba. Okay, V'tam Hashem Toloi. Now how do you explain Hashem Toloi, which is a suffix that he didn't have Vera that should Machayv Machata. So now he has Hashem Toloi, Mirash Shmam. He says, V'tam Hashem Toloi, Shabbai Lof Savor, She'en Alav Onesh, Ki Gon Nodesh Shachata. Not knowing, in his mind, is not so bad. Because I don't know, could be I didn't do an Avera. So he keeps thinking, okay, it's okay. He's quoting a Gemara that Achatas is where it costs less money. The animal is an ayah, Asham is an ayah, costs more money. That's what it costs to buy a Zachar ayah. In order to communicate to him, if you take it too lightly, you don't bring a kapara because you might have done a veir here that requires a chatas. In other words, a situation that in and of itself would only be a chatas, but procrastinating and not dealing with it can actually bring about the next stage, which would be shamin, to be shamin. Is that time Hashem Hu Hashem Hashem Hashem? Yomukia Kabin is Api Shahu Bala Safik Hashem Hu. He's guilty by not acting and bringing a carbon Meanwhile, for the suffix that he has to bring a chatas, ki asham 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 hayudea kol talumos. Ulay chatalo yanishenu, if to the extent that he, if to saying ulay chatalo yanishenu. It's the shaylo, but asham tali is the chait, the kapara on the tzad that he did a chait. What about tzad he didn't do a chait? Let's say with no dago, at some point after he was mafish the karban. I mean, the fact that he was nichnas the suffix is ki, he's also a kechait. He's nichnas the suffix. But Yomaisa, the Mishnais talk about this. The Mishnais talk about what's the situation if you mafish the carbon and turns on no dalo, shalochata, let's say. So what is the animal's not brought? To the extent that you know you weren't chote afterwards, there's no, even though Lomaisa was a suffix chait, but you didn't know until now. So you see that has to do with the possibility. All right, this is a separate inyan. But meanwhile, this is the point of the Ramban. Why says Hashem before? Because it included the cases of mezid. That's why it says it's closer to Hashem, even though it's a chatas, because there's an element of Hashem. A little bit minyan of the Yoma. Purim is Yom Kippurim, and it's really Purim too, I'm going to tell you now. The bracha on Yom Kippur in Kedusha Sayom in the Shmon Esrei concludes Melech Mocha V'Salech Lavon Esenu V'Lavonos Amo Beis Yisrael U'Mavir Ashmoseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. Notice, first we talk about Avonoseinu, and then we say Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael, our Averos, meaning as individuals, and then Avonos Amo Beis Yisrael is the collective. Then we say U'Mavir Ashmoseinu B'Chol Shana V'Shana. What happened to parallel Umavir Ashmos Amo Beis Yisrael that we don't say? So the Rav explained as follows. In light of this Ramban, what is Asham? Asham is a type of situation where there should be total destruction, total decimation, Shmama. So therefore, when it comes to Avon, which is not that level, so we talk about Avon Oseinu as Yechidim, as individuals, and also Avon Asham Beis Yisrael means the Kal Yisrael as a whole. It's a collective body, because you can have the idea that Avonos of Klal Yisrael. However, when we use the Lashon Asham, we can only say Mavir Ashmoseinu. As individuals, Chas V'Shalom, it's possible to have that degree of Asham, that there should be total destruction, decimation. However, on the level of a Tzibur, of the collective, you can never have Ashmos Amo Beis Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael are guaranteed that they cannot disappear. This is, of course, what we see by Purim. The attempt of Haman to destroy Klal Yisrael, genocide, annihilate the entire people, it's impossible. Couldn't be. Hashem couldn't let it happen, and it will never happen. Klal Yisrael are eternal. Right? And therefore, it's not possible to use the expression Ashmos Amo Beis Yisrael. Okay. I was going to do another one, but maybe we'll leave that for another time. Okay.